Vicky, how are you doing?
Great. How about you? How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, who is she?
She? Who?
Who is the tall woman?
The woman wearing red?
Yeah, her.
That is our math teacher. She is tall, isn't she?
Now let's listen to it one time slowly.
Vicky, how are you doing?
Great. How about you? How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, who is she?
She? Who?
Who is the tall woman?
The woman wearing red?
Yeah, her.
That is our math teacher. She is tall, isn't she?
Okay, now let's look at some of the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson.
How are you doing?
A question to find out about someone's health or situation.
How are you doing? How are you doing? Next. Great.
Very good.
Great. Great. Next. How's it going?
A question to ask about someone's health or situation.
How's it going? How's it going? Next. Fun.
Something people enjoy.
Fun. Fun. Next. Tall.
Above average height.
Tall. Tall. Next. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the last one? Math.
Informal word for mathematics, the study of numbers.
Math. Math.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
How do you like the weather today?
It's great. I love sunny weather.
Me too.
Now, there's something we want you to be careful about. There is a difference between the questions, do you like, and how do you like?
That's right. Do you like is a simple yes or no question. For example, I could ask Jessie, Jessie, do you like pizza?
Yes, I love it.
But the question, how do you like, is asking for your opinion or your thoughts on something. So you cannot answer with a yes or no. So I could ask, Jessie, how do you like this pizza?
It's really good.
So remember that when you are asked how you like something, you must give your opinion.
The next phrase we'll look at is, who is so-and-so? Where so-and-so is replaced by a description like the tall man or a pronoun like he, she, or that.
This phrase is one way to ask about someone you can see. If you think the person you are talking with has information about that person, such as the person's name or role, you can use this question to learn more about that person.
Let's look at another example.
Okay. Who is the man standing by the window?
That is my friend. Let me introduce you to him.
All right. Let's now turn to the grammar point.
The focus of this lesson is the words this and that.
As we learned in the previous lesson, this and that are called determiners, and they are used to make clear which objects are being talked about, especially when there may be more than one choice.
These words can be used by themselves, similar to pronouns like he, she, and it.
This is used to talk about objects that are near, and that is used to talk about objects that are not so near or far away.
In the previous lesson, we looked at how this is used to introduce people who are near.
So, let's take a look now at how that is used.
The phrase that is used to talk about people who are not nearby the speakers. Let's look at an example from the dialogue.
In the dialogue, we heard, that is our math teacher.
In this example from the dialogue, Vicky had asked Mike who the woman in red was.
And Mike's answer was, that is our math teacher.
The phrase that is used to refer to the who is in Vicky's question. In this case, that refers to their new math teacher. So Mike answers, that is our math teacher.
Now, let us look at some sample sentences. Who is the handsome man?
That is my friend.
Who is that in the black suit?
That is our new boss.
Well, that just about does it for today.
But before we go, we want to tell you about a way to drastically improve your pronunciation.
The voice recording tool.
Yes, the voice recording tool in the Premium Learning Center.
Record your voice with a click of a button.
And then play it back just as easily.
So you record your voice and then listen to it.
Compare it to the native speakers.
And adjust your pronunciation.
This will help you improve your pronunciation quickly.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Vicky, how are you doing?
Great. How about you? How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, who is she?
She? Who?
Who is the tall woman?
The woman wearing red?
Yeah, her.
That is our math teacher. She is tall, isn't she?